Our joys and concerns this morning, I remind you to take this home with you, put it by your prayer chair, and remember each name that's listed on here. They're here for a purpose. I also ask that you specially remember Harry Gardner. Harry is the junior senior high band instructor. He had a massive heart attack this week. Very young man in his mid-20s, so continue to keep him in prayers. And also this morning, our church member, Marlene Bowman, was here at church and had problems with low blood pressure, and they have taken her to the hospital. So continue to keep Marlene in your prayers as we go through this week. And I'm sure there are others that you know of that maybe we don't. So keep them in your thoughts. If you would, turn to page 881 in your hymn book, and we are going to pray together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You know, it always amazes me. So many things, the talent and the gifts of this church just totally blow me out of the water. But I wondered what Kathy was going to do with this morning's scripture. And you'll understand whenever we attempt to read it why I said that. But very good. Praise God. Thank you very much. Our scripture this morning is taken from Matthew. The first chapter, we'll begin with the second verse. For those who may not know, where is Matthew in the Bible, the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. As a matter of fact, it is the first book of the New Testament. So if you turn practically to the back of your Bible, to Matthew chapter 1, and again, we'll begin with verse 2. Once you find that, either in your Bible or the pew Bible, would you please close your Bible on your hand and stand up with me if you are able. Let's raise those Bibles high above our head, and let's say this loud enough they can hear us across the town, all right? Here we go. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read our scripture for today. Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 2.